This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
What a privilege and an honour to bring you the Hour One Nugget each and every day, and especially when it concerns a subject like draw close to God, because that, beloved, is all my desire is, just to draw close to God and be so close to Him. You know, it makes me think of when I was a small child and I would be walking through a shopping center with my mum and dad. And I didn't want to lose them. So I would almost cling to my father's leg. I'd be holding his hand, but I'd want to cling to his leg as well, because I didn't want to get lost. And that's what I want to do now. I want to cling to my Heavenly Father's leg, because I don't want to get lost. And the scriptures I bring you draw you closer and closer to Almighty God. Look with me at Philippians, the third chapter. And I wanted to look at verse 12, but I'm going to bring you back to verse 10 to give you some context. Philippians, the third chapter, from verse 10, and it says this: I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things, or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing: forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. But I press on. Do you press on? Do you push onward and upward? You know, one of the most difficult things to do, as I'm reading this and I'm hearing the Holy Spirit, one of the most difficult things in our Christian walk is this: forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. It is so difficult to forget the past. You see, we have been hurt by brothers, by sisters, by close friends, by loved ones, by husbands, by wives. We have been so badly hurt that we say, yes, readily I forgive. I forgive you for what you've done. I forgive you for that hurt. But what remains? The memory. The memory remains. It doesn't dissipate. The memory stays there. Oftentimes we will say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. And when we say those words, I can forgive, but I can't forget. When we say I can't forget, it's a curse. Hear me. Hear me when I'm telling you this. It is a curse because what comes out of your mouth, you will bring into being. I can't forget, so I won't forget, and I will not forget that. And therefore, it's a done deal. But Paul is saying we have to do just that. But I focus on one thing. But I focus on this one thing. I'm going to say that again. Paul is focusing on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Paul is pressing on to reach the end of this race that we are running together in tandem, to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. And what else is he doing? He's pressing on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. He's saying, I'm striving for perfection because when Jesus Christ first possessed me, that is what he wanted for my life. He wanted me to strive for protection, for perfection. But you know, perfection is so difficult. It is so difficult. We can become humble, but can we become perfect? I'm not sure we can, but we can strive toward it. That is the goal that Paul is stating that we must do. We must strive toward perfection. And there's a way to do that. One of the ways to strive toward this perfection that Paul is talking about is to forget the past. I know it's all to do with forgiveness. I know that. I realize that. We are called to forgive. We have no choice. Turn with me real quick to Matthew. And we're going to go from the 6th chapter and verse 14. See what it says right there. Jesus says these words, and it's Jesus talking, his Sermon on the Mount. He's got 5,000 people in front of him, and he says these words, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Are you hearing that? If you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins. And I was saying just now that what comes out of your mouth is a curse. And it's important that we look at that because how many times have you heard someone say, or how many times, let's be honest here, let's be truthful and honest. How many times have you said these words? I will never forgive whoever it is. I will never forgive them for what they've done. I will never forgive them. Beloved, saying those words is a curse. Because you have just declared before God, before the heavenlies, and also before the evil one, you won't forgive. And when you declare that before the evil one, he rubs his hands together and say, oh, there we go, I've got one. Oh yes, I've got one right here. and that curse needs to be reversed. I'm going to give you this as a suggestion. If you have said those words, "I will never forgive that person," maybe only once, maybe only one person, doesn't make any difference. If you've ever said it, I want you to say, "Yes, that's me." Equally, if you have ever said to anybody, "I can forgive, but I can't forget." If that's you, I want you to put your hand up. I want you to say, "Yes, that's me." If you have ever been in a situation where you have said these words, "I can never forgive you, I can never forgive that person." Or if you have ever said, "I can forgive, but I can't forget." If you have said that, declare it once again and say, "That's me." Because that's going to go in Jesus' name. That curse is going to be reversed today, right now, in Jesus' name. Why is it so important? Because if you're looking at the past and you're dwelling on the past, how can you do what Paul is suggesting that we do? And that is to press on. How can we do what Paul in this scripture is saying? Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. How can we do that? And also, how can we press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us? How can we do that? It's quite clear that we can't. And the reason we can't is because we have these curses in our life. And it needs to be reversed. And we're going to do that now. If you said yes, then we're going to do that now. If I were in a church and there were 300 people in that church, I'm pretty sure if they're honest, 250 of them would put their hands up. It is so common, and it is a trick of the evil one. So we're going to get rid of it. We're going to overturn it. We're going to overturn this nasty curse and get rid of it once and for all. Say these words with me now, beloved. Heavenly Father, I come to you today because I want to draw close to you. Closer than I have ever been. Father, I confess that I have said, "I will never forgive you." I recognize that as being a curse. I ask you in Jesus' name to overturn that curse and turn it into a blessing. I ask you to forgive me. Lord God, thank you for what you are doing. Father, I pray now, in Jesus' name, if I have ever said, "I forgive, but I can't forget," That is a curse too, Lord. And I ask you in Jesus' name to overturn it. And I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I now press on to reach the goal. I strive for perfection and to draw ever closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.